Good morning, everyone. Today, our faculty member, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, is engaging another fresh audio section on the topic CPM, Critical Path Method. This will be useful for MBA, MCOM, and other UGPG program students.
Good morning, students. Fresh day, fresh topic. And of course, yesterday we did cover the concept of PERT in detail, and I had told you that in coming audio session we will cover the concept of critical path method. Now, student, in most of the references and according to the experts, CRM or CPM, basically CPM, critical path method, is always considered as an acronym for the term critical path method, CRITICLPATHMETHOD. At the same time, it has to be referred as CPA in several textbooks, in references, in study material, you may find it as a CPA. Now, here this technique is considered a resource utilization algorithm, ALGORITHM, algorithm for handling the scheduling, a full set of project related activities or tasks. But I must tell you in the beginning itself that this scheduling tool technique, of course also known as the project management technique, was first developed in 1957 by James Kelly, J-A-M-E-S, James K-E-L-L-E-Y, Kelly, of Remington Rand, R-A-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, Remington Rand, and Morgan Walker of DuPont. So this method basically attempts to identify the sequence of critical and interdependent steps, which will always be playing a crucial role in comprising a detailed work plan right from the beginning to the finishing point or end point. So this CPM method also identifies even the non-critical activities. The concept of CPM ensures that completion of some tasks in a project is dependent on the completion of other tasks, and some activities may not start until others are finished. That is why this concept becomes very, very important. Of course, it has got its own significance. This CPM enhances the total overall flexibility in the optimum utilization of resources. It always ensures that project managers or the planners, production planning control managers, to make correct decisions, timely decisions, and take discerning actions to reduce the probability of delays which may occur during the projects. They also determine the correct schedule for completion of the project based on the available resources, and it is always making life simple to divide the activities and events related to a project, and also helps in proper coordination of the work of different departments involving in the completion of the given project. So this is the some kind of version which we can always see as far as the CPM is concerned. But as I told you yesterday also, that the CPM was right from the 50s, the critical path method was always considered a revolutionary, because the Gantt chart had its own limitations. Henry Gantt developed chart, G-A-N-T-T, the Gantt chart had its own limitations with respect to proper visualization. The visualization effect was always missing in the Gantt chart, and Gantt chart was not effective for the projects which included more than 25 activities. According to production experts, if there are more than 25 activities undergoing, then the Gantt chart will not work at all. And the Gantt chart may not be as effective as with respect to no direct procedure for determining the critical path, which is of great importance to identify certain bottlenecks or certain delays which take place. So I must now give you a very simple definition. The critical path is always defined as the longest series of activities which cannot be done parallelly, which cannot be done in parallel, and therefore it governs how early the project can be completed. So it is of course very important with respect to deadlines, and generally project networking requires a lot of visual representation of the interdependence between different activities undertaken in a project. Moreover, knowing the critical path is always in the interest of project, allowing the project managers to determine the impact on the project or the scope of the project, or if you want to change the priorities, then it is always helpful. One can always ensure how activities will be benefited or impacted heavily or in other way, what you need to do further to regain the lost time, L-O-S-T, regain the lost time, jo time kho diya. And always managers can make better decisions, the quality of decision will improve, and if some changes are taking place, then it is always very good technique. And always critical path method, which activities will determine the end date, and to also project should be better managed. So all in all, the CPM is very, very valuable tool, provided it is used properly and systematically. Yesterday in my lecture on PERT, I did discuss with you the three terms: activity on node, ACTIVITY, activity on node, showing the work or activity as a box or node, NODE node. The arrow shows the sequence in which the work is being performed. Activity on arrow, it is also another notation. Here the arrow always represents the work being done, and the circle represents an event. So arrow represents the work being done, and the circular shape representing an event. And I also discussed with you concept of dummy activity. What do you mean by dummy activity? Dummy activity is called that activity which consumes no time but shows precedence among activities used in network diagrams. So dear students, again today I have discussed with you the concept of CPM and how important it is, because you know, since early 1950s, two different organizations were facing problems, especially in their project management and scheduling problems, and which were not easily being solved by the that time available tools. That is why the US Navy faced the problem of coordination of the activities of over 3,000 plus contractors involved in the, yesterday I discussed, involved in the Polaris missile project. And DuPont, DuPont, when you write DuPont, be careful, D is capital, U is small, P is capital, O-N-T, small, DuPont. On other hand, they also wanted to determine the SPT, concept of SPT, shortest possible time, to ensure the proper maintenance of their chemical processing plants DuPonts were handling. So plant shutdowns were always required on a very systematic basis, and it is always plant shutdown is always considered a very expensive affair. So they wanted to reduce this cost, and that is why both the organizations needed to come out with some problem solving approach. The Navy with Booz, BWZ Booz, Allen and Hamilton consulting group, they developed a method that was called PERT, PERT, which I discussed yesterday. Permitted uncertain time estimates to be used, and DuPont on the other hand took the help of Remington Rand and came up with a solution that didn't use probability and called it the critical path method. And I think today both these techniques are very important, right from the scheduling perspective to the perspective of their overall project management, because ultimately the purpose is to facilitate the planning, to facilitate the scheduling, to facilitate the controlling of all activities which needed to be completed or which must be performed or done to achieve the project objectives. yesterday I gave you four important terms: cost, performance, time and scope. My dear students, these are very important four areas where every company wants to see that their project schedules are not disturbed. Because I've been telling you, scheduling is certainly a very major tool, especially used to manage the different projects. So it is always that proper understanding of project scheduling is taken up, and the companies understand the comes at least four types of schedules are there: system schedules, overall project completion target, then the resource scheduling, providing, assessing adequate resources, ensuring the fullest possible utilization of resources available. And yesterday I did cover with you concept of resource leveling. Then the input-output schedule, how the physical items are being drawn, purchase orders, foundations, road laying, etc. And last is subsidiary schedule. So these all kinds of schedules are always very helping as far as the scheduling and the CPM is concerned. Now, critical path method, when we try to draw a network diagram, then the most important rule is known as Fulkerson rule. Fulkerson rule. And I must, in my ID session, I must discuss with you this rule. Fulkerson rule. F-U-L-K-E-R-S-O-N. Which was basically evolved and formulated and developed by D.R. Fulkerson. It is all about the numbering of sequences. And these are very important rules generally used for numbering the events on a given set of network. Because CPM reflects the important relationships existing among various activities which are presented visually, and scheduling the work packages in order of the precedence for the given set of project. So the first, very first simple rule, in simple words I am trying to simplify the things before you. First rule is rule 1, always start with the initial event. Event having arrows coming out of it and none will enter it. So the start with the initial event. Then number two rule is delete all arrows emerging out of the event already numbered. Third rule, number these new events as after 1, 2, 3, etc., 4, 5, like that. Fourth, keep on repeating steps 2. Keep on repeating step 2 till an event is obtained from which there is no arrow emerging. And this is the end of, this comes to the end of an event. So this is all about CPM rule of D.R. Fulkerson's rule. But when you are numbering events, never ignore certain key guidelines while constructing a network. As a teacher, as a faculty, it is my whatever knowledge I must share with you, that you should follow these basic guidelines while constructing a network. Always prepare a list of all activities required to complete the project. Decide their time relationship. Represent each activity by a symbol of an arrow. Determine the precedence relationship, preferably in the logical order. Try to have a logical order of all activities, and keep asking questions for each task, set framing questions for each activity. Which activity will precede what? Which activity precedes that activity? So these kind of answering and questioning would help you the start of activity. Number two, which activity will follow that activity? Again, the answer would show activities which cannot start before the completion of the activity under the given consideration of task. And third, last but not the least, which activity should take place simultaneously with this activity? So simultaneously carried out activities also are very important. Now, as far as the guidelines I was discussing with you, dear students, the third guideline is very key guideline. Never forget drawing the arrow diagram. Kya bata raha hu aapko main? Never forget drawing the arrow diagram for the network on their precedence basis, on their basis of precedence, P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-C-E, precedence relationship. ये word मुझे बार बार आपको बताना पड़ रहा है, precedence relationship. कल मैंने आपको कहा भी था optimistic time, pessimistic time, precedence. So precedence relationship very important. Then encircle the starting and finishing of the activities. Never forget doing this encircling the starting and finishing of the activities. Then another key guideline, number 4, do not forget to give numbering each node, N-O-D-E node, as per Fulkerson rule. And 5th, never forget checking the correctness of the number. Then again, you have to follow certain subset of guidelines. Number at the head of any row is always greater than the node number at its tail. Number at the head of its any row is always greater than the node number at its tail. No node is to be numbered until all preceding events are numbered. Very important sub guideline number 2. No node has to be numbered until its all preceding events are numbered. Third, there is only one starting and one finishing node. Always, very key guideline. Never forget this rule number 3, that there is only one starting and one finishing node. And 4th sub-guideline is, all tasks are uniquely represented by one starting and one finishing event, and there is no duplicate number for a number. Yes, this is one of the very major blunders. Even project managers always teach their subordinates that never go for a duplicate number for a number. So this is how you can always go for this kind of deciding critical path of the network. So dear students, the purpose of scheduling is always that it is trying to fit the work between two fixed points in time. But whatever be the category of the conditions in the plant, the resource allocation becomes very important in ascertaining how schedule is achievable or not. Sometimes students do ask question, sir, what is the ideal situation? What is the ideal situation? The ideal situation, according to me, it's very rare that this kind of tough question comes. In CPM, how do you describe the ideal situation? I-D-E-L, ideal. Ideal situation, according to me, is that situation in which unlimited resources are available. But given the scarcity of resources, we have been discussing right from first semester in economics, managerial economics, microeconomics, companies suffer from scarcity of resources. So using this assumption, time estimates for each activity is to be made by way of using proper recorded historical data. If the data is historical available and the best estimates of how long each activity will continue or how long each activity or task will continue take time, then it becomes much, much easier in deciding the critical path of the work. So dear students, all in all, the concept of CPM is a very, very interesting concept, and as a student of a professional program, always see that optimizing a system, cost is always a function of performance, because according to experts, cost is a function of performance, time and scope. So while developing the CPM network, resources need to be leveled, resources need to be ensured, because normal activity cost point, feasible activity time cost trade-off points also to be ensured, because sometimes crashing may take place. What do you mean crashing? C-R-A-S-H-I-N-G. Crashing can take place. Never ignore this term. Crashing is the process of reducing an activity line by adding fresh more resources, and hence usually increases cost. So crashing is needed for finishing the task before the estimating time. So all in all, this is all about the concept of CPM I wanted to share with you. Now generally, when we discuss the concept of critical path method, sometimes the critical path activities have no latitude. So they must be completed as scheduled, or the entire project will take longer than the time period assigned to them. So activity slack is also be considered. That is why activity slack, what is slack? Slack is the amount of scheduled slippage that can be tolerated for an activity before the entire project will be further delayed. So activities like always give you impression of activities which need close minute attention. Minute attention, observing, you know, keep on observing. So activities on the critical path have zero slack. Otherwise it can create problem, which is always called in another word float, F-L-O-A-T, float. But they cannot be ignored, but they have less chances of delaying the project if they start encountering problems. So slack or float is the amount of time that an activity or a group of activities can delay in getting completed without causing a delay in the completion of the project. There are two types of slack activities. One is called total slack. For an activity which is function of performance of activities leading to it, it is called total slack. It can be calculated in one of the two ways for any activity. Or the second slack is called free slack, F-R-E-E, free slack. What is free slack? It is that amount of time that a task's earliest finish time can be delayed without delaying the earliest start time, EST, of any activity immediately following it. So the start date for an activity with free slack can be further delayed without too much affecting the proper schedules of other activities. Because, you know, generally it has been observed, people tend to wait. You know, in organizations, people tend to wait until the latest possible start time to start a task. It happens in organization, you know. Generally, in practical life, it happens. So, one must be, as a student or as a budding professional management student or production in charge or materials in charge, you must be always careful that the hedge trimmer is always available before the late start times to avoid delaying the entire project. I am using word hedge trimmer, H-E-D-G, hedge trimmer concept is always available before the late start time, so to avoid further delay in the given entire project. So all in all, dear students, the critical path method, which was designed in 1957, it encourages dividing complicated efforts into a series of small tasks. But again, the cost and resources become very critical, and it always helps to see managers whether potential breakdowns may occur and how resources are available to deal with this happens. So the benefit of using critical path methods are always there. One of the easiest way, and as I told you, according to the historical evolution, as I told you, it was developed by at the DuPont company in 1957 by a pair of mathematicians who were basically looking at ways how to avoid the cost of plant shutdowns and how to restart even caused by ineffective or inefficient scheduling of activities. So these mathematicians whose research work confirmed that money can be always saved by focusing proper efforts on performing the right tasks at the right times, just keeping rather than the flooding the problem. Because generally labor cannot always stay on schedule, because there is no guarantee that labor would always stay on schedule. So this saved 25% on shutdown, and the person mathematicians, the name I told you initially, James Kelly, J-A-M-E-S, James K-E-L-L-E-Y, James Kelly and Morgan Walker, M-O-R-G-A-N, Walker, W-L-K-E-R, James Kelly and Morgan Walker published their first paper on their findings by the 1959. It took 2 years time, and interestingly, you would be surprised, then DuPont then just didn't continue. In fact, they disallowed the CPM system when the management team responsible, which was given the task of assignment, it was almost changed. So DuPont was despite being the launcher in beginning in 59, it helped them in commercializing and how efficiently scheduling can be done to ensure the proper cost saving. So there have been a lot of research work, and the according to the different defense organizations, then the theory of constraint was also there, which introduced the concept of constraints and the need to restructure an organization around them. So all in all, CPM has been thoroughly applied and investigated by mathematicians, by production experts, and project management experts as well. Now, students, yesterday after my session was over, then one little query came, and it was very interesting query. And today I am definitely here to solve your query of that student. That sir, do there are some similarities between PERT and CPM? And I appreciate this question, very intelligent question asked by our student. So, you know, dear students, let me now today give my very clear cut version. Yes, be positive. There are certain similarities between PERT and CPM because they both provide the user with project management tools. They are providing management, project management, project schedule management tools for better planning, for better monitoring, and in fact, actual updating of their scheduling activities of project as it is going to progress in future. Another important similarity is that PERT and CPM both follow the same steps and both use network diagrams in their actual implementation. PERT and CPM are applied in planning and scheduling of individual activities which are going to make up a final project. And another similarity which has to be discussed with you, that these PERT and CPM are used to determine the earliest or latest start and finish times for each activity. So the activities are obtained by splitting a project into smaller tasks, and that is why it is one of the important similarities. Then the rules for drawing network diagrams for both PERT and CPM are almost same. And critical path is found in both the cases. Whether it is a case of PERT or CPM, critical path is always found. Time and cost estimation is also done in both the cases of PERT and CPM. So now I think as many as 5 to 6 important similarities I have discussed with you. And the as a student of the this professional program, you must know the advantages of the CPM. It can define multiple, it can provide multiple equally critical paths. It determines the project duration, minimize the sum of direct and indirect indirect cost also. It always is helpful in determining the slack and float times. It is widely used in industry. Activities and outcomes can be shown as a network, and it is always helpful for scheduling, monitoring, and controlling the overall project's speed and the progress. Now, but there are certain disadvantages also of going for a CPM. CPMs can be complicated and sometimes really increases the actual complexity of this larger high investment projects, especially in high capital investment projects. Then the activity estimation completion times can be always difficult as far as their calculations are concerned. According to critics, the critical path is not always can be considered clear, and it needs to be calculated carefully by mathematical experts and proper scientific calculations. And another critical disadvantage is that it is not the actually handling, in fact ignoring the scheduling of personnel or allocation of the resources to be applied in the organization. So despite a very popular tool as far as the time frame is concerned, a step-by-step process, a systematic process, but even it also suffers from certain pitfalls or shortcomings which are already inbuilt in the CPM. Now, before we conclude our audio session, dear students, I must tell you that both are activity-oriented are not in the same way. CPM is activity-oriented, while PERT is event-oriented. So, in CPM, the activity orientation is more focused, while PERT is event-oriented. In case of CPM, is deterministic approach. It provides normal time of project completion, while PERT is expecting active completion of the time period. So that is why CPM networking, where the project consists of number of operations, a number of clearly recognizable operations, also called as activities, are very critical, which require time as well as resources. And junctions between these activities, junctions, J-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-S, junctions between activities are known as events. So all in all, very important technique of scheduling. And I hope definitely you have been benefited with this audio session. I hope this audio session was very fruitful and informative, and it must have helped you in gaining more and more knowledge about this important scheduling tool. Which is always there in practical life. It is always applied by the organizations. So if you have any doubt or any query, any question, you can drop your question or query, which I have been answering your queries, doubts all along in all these audio sessions. You have my all contact details with you. So you can ask questions, and I would, to the best of my ability, I would try to give my answer. Wish you all the best. Stay safe. Stay healthy, stay home. From Dr. Mehta.